Patricia Highsmith, who wrote tales of suspense, murder and intrigue, spent the last 12 years of her life in a small village in Switzerland's Canton Ticino. She died in 1995, and it was at the request of the Zurich-based publisher of German translations of her books that the archive was established in Bern. Archivist Philippa Burton.
Well, obviously there's plenty of published material. There are 22 novels, 5 books of short stories, and in the archives there's a lot of unpublished material, which is also very interesting, especially the notebooks. In these notebooks she records her daily thoughts, interesting quotes by other writers, ideas for stories as they occur to her. And these were really working notebooks in the sense that she often referred back to these notebooks years later to pick up an idea that was maybe 30 years old and then develop it into a novel.
The latest additions to the archive, 400 letters, were made by Kingsley Scatterball, who met Patricia Highsmith when they were both studying English composition at college in New York. They became good friends and over the years kept in regular touch. I asked Mrs. Scatterball what Patricia Highsmith had written about in her letters.
Mostly what she was about and what she was writing in her novels and her travels. And her travels were far more extensive than mine because I was anchored to a desk in New York.
Can you see her skill as a writer in those letters?
Absolutely, yes. They're full of imagery and ribald remarks and personality sketches of people she has met on her travels.
When you first met, did you have any idea that she would go on to become a distinguished writer?
Yeah, I certainly did. I don't know why I knew it, but I just did know that.
Patricia Highsmith's first book was Strangers on a Train, published in 1950 and then made into a movie by Alfred Hitchcock. It's about two men who meet on a train and make a murder pact. Murder and psychological intrigue figure prominently in her novels, one of her best-known fictional characters being the art and music-loving psychopath Tom Ripley. The dark side of life dominated her fiction, but what was she like in real life?
She was very generous and also very moody. But I think her salient characteristic was self-discipline. I mean, she did the old business of attach attach yourself to the seat of the chair and write. And that's what she did. That's when she was most herself.
Was she a happy person?
From time to time, as are most of us. You'd have to ask that of Pat.
Well, that would be rather difficult.
Try a psychic.
Patricia Highsmith moved to Europe in 1963, and after spells in Italy and France, finally settled in the Swiss village of Tegna. Kingsley Scatterball was a regular visitor.
The thing I remember most about the visits was that Pat had cat after cat after cat. Generations of cats passed through her life.
They weren't a substitute for people, were they?
Oh, no, no, no. She was never a recluse. She is falsely depicted in many articles as a Swiss recluse living like a witch on a mountaintop. But that wasn't true. She simply wanted quiet and solitude in which to concentrate.
In her books, I presume you've read all of them. Mm-hmm. Do you recognise any of the characters in them? For example, did Patricia Highsmith ever use you as a model for any of her fictional characters?
I don't think so. I wish she had. That would have been very nice, but I don't believe she did. Or I didn't recognise myself if she did.
Did you recognise anybody else?
Yes, but that is privileged information.
In the Swiss Literary Archive, Philippa Burton worked on the letters before beginning a doctoral thesis on Patricia Highsmith. She believes they will be an important source for a future biography.
I would say that the interesting thing about these letters, obviously, is the length of time that they cover, because a correspondence of more than 50 years, I think, is unique in the case of Patricia Highsmith and very unusual for any writer. What's also very interesting is that Kingsley, Mrs. Scatterball, was also a working woman. They went to the same college together. And so somebody who has a lot of culture, great literary background herself. So that obviously makes the letters particularly interesting.
What is the fascination of Patricia Highsmith's writing to you?
I think it's the way, how deeply she can crawl into the head, the mind, the body of her characters. I think that's very unusual. There's a writer here at the archives who's a Swiss writer, and I passed a book of Patricia Highsmith onto him. It happened to be a Ripley book. And after he'd read half of it, he told me, gosh, I don't know if I want to keep on, because she goes so deep into people, it's indecent. And I found that a very interesting comment. I think it's quite true.